How many times have our patients returned to our office and are just stuck in the cycle of chronic inflammation? We throw everything we have at them, nothing changes, and even our dentists are frustrated. Rather than throwing our hands up and shrugging, we need to be turning to PerioTrace by PerioProtect. I have seen the evidence firsthand and have helped so many hygienists find this resource because it really works, which is why there are so many products on the market now trying to imitate them. The results are speaking for themselves, but rather than going with an unproven product, stick with the only periodontal medicine delivery system cleared by the FDA. And not only that, but their support team is seriously among the best I've ever encountered, from the education to implementation to support when there's the inevitable bumps on the road. They are there for you. If you want to get in contact with them to learn more about how you can treat your patients better, head over to perioprotect.com/RDH. And on that site, at the bottom is a contact form that you can fill out or simply email them directly to ask for help. This is one thing I truly believe should be in every dental practice. perioprotect.com/RDH to stop the cycle of chronic inflammation. Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to another episode of Fast Facts Perio Edition, brought to you by A Tale of Two Hygienists in partnership with Dentist RX. And now, please welcome your host, Katrina Sanders.
Hello, and welcome to Fast Facts Perio Edition. On this week's episode, we continue the dialogue about the AAP classification system and, more specifically, dental biofilm-induced gingivitis. This week, we are looking at systemic or modifying factors for patients that present with dental biofilm-induced gingivitis. And I want to be clear, these are patients that will present with biofilm. They absolutely do present with plaque-induced gingivitis. However, there is some type of a systemic condition, an oral factor, or some type of a drug influence that is also creating challenges or enlargements. So to begin, we're going to take a look at systemic conditions. And more specifically, these could be patients, for example, that present with higher concentrations of sex steroid hormones. These could be patients, for example, that are adolescents or present with a puberty-induced gingivitis. We understand, for example, that the incidence and severity of gingivitis for our adolescent population can be influenced by biofilm levels, the presence of decay, mouth breathing, crowding, or even the presence of tooth eruption. But what we're really talking about is the fact that, in addition, these individuals present with a dramatic rise in their sex steroid hormone levels during puberty. In addition, we've found that individuals who are currently presenting in the dental chair during their menstrual cycle also present with significant or observational inflammatory changes to the gingiva. These absolutely can be women that are either experiencing this inflammation during the menstrual cycle itself or during ovulation. We, of course, can also see the prevalence and severity of gingivitis noted in our pregnant patients, where pregnant women and even in some cases postpartum patients can experience pregnancy-associated gingivitis. And finally, we look at patients that present with medication for contraception. Namely, patients that take over-the-counter birth control pills, these are going to be patients that will present with some type of a gingival inflammation in many cases due to the concentration of sex steroid hormones. We can also have patients that present with plaque-induced gingivitis exacerbated by systemic conditions. These could be patients that, for example, have hyperglycemia, oftentimes seen in uncontrolled type 1 diabetics. These could also be patients that present with leukemia. acute leukemia conditions, we can see various changes in the inflammatory process, swollen, glazed, or spongy tissues with anywhere between a red to a deep purple appearance, oftentimes seen in leukemia cases. These could be tobacco users. We understand, of course, that smoking is a lifestyle-related risk factor that can certainly elevate localized and systemic conditions. And these could also be patients that present with malnutrition. So these could be patients that have some type of a nutritional deficiency associated with periodontal inflammatory conditions. We can also see various types of oral factors like hyposalivation. Patients that present with xerostomia absolutely can present with inflammatory conditions, specifically noted in patients that are taking antihistamines, decongestants, antidepressants, or antihypertensive medications. And speaking of medications, we also can observe in some cases that patients taking certain types of medications can experience gingival enlargement. And remember, that enlargement is due to a combination of the medication as well as the presence of biofilm. These medications have been reported to affect the size of these gingival tissues. And these could be medications, for example, like anti-epileptic drugs, phenytoin, for example, or certain calcium channel blockers, as well as various types of cyclosporins and high-dose oral contraceptives. These drug-influenced conditions are due to a response, a combination of the drug as well as biofilm together. And so notating these types of enlargements is important because part of our treatment plan modality will be absolutely addressing the presence of biofilm. Yet in some other cases, some of this may be working to control some of the systemic factors that are exacerbating the challenges associated with this inflammatory condition. Thank you for tuning in this week as we looked at dental biofilm-induced gingivitis for our systemic patients. Stay tuned as we continue the conversation about gingivitis next week. Have a wonderful week. This has been another episode of Fast Facts, Perio Edition with Katrina Sanders. Please feel free to reach me on Instagram at The Dental Wine Genist or on my website, www.katrinasanders.com. Cheers.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Fast Facts Perio Edition, brought to you in part by Dentist RX, makers of the IntelliSonic line of power brushes. Find out more by visiting their website at dentistrx.com. We'll see you next week for another Fast Facts.